Hello, hello, hello. I am recording this on my PC, so not on my super great mic, but still a good mic. But I won't be editing this, so you'll hear the imperfections, and I hope that you still love me. Hi, it's me, L or Yum, whichever one you want to call me. A bunch of you had mentioned that you really liked when I did, like, life update kind of things. So that's what this is. It's just a little check-in, nothing important, non-sexual, although probably also not quite safe for work. And yeah, so if you want to listen, then listen. So for me, what have I been up to? The semester ended in May, and I am taking a break from school, not just for the summer, but I think at least for the fall semester. I really want to give myself a chance to do this content creation without having to manage school and an internship at the same time. So, I think at a certain point, it's weirder for me to not commit to content when I literally do it full time. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I'm giggly. I haven't touched grass in 3,000 years, so take everything I say with a grain of salt. But anyway, I have been working on so many audios. For those of you who don't know, I relaunched my YouTube because I was shadow banned on the old one, and the new one, so far at least, is doing a lot better, thank God. And I'm really having fun with doing safer work stuff. Like, at first I wasn't sure if I would like it, and now I'm actually, like, playing around with it, and I'm having a good time doing it. So I think that's probably the most important thing in terms of me making good stuff, is just that I like it. So if you're into my safer work stuff, or you just like my voice, maybe give it a go. It's a Burb Princess on YouTube. Additionally, I've been Twitch streaming, which I'm still getting the hang of it. I'm definitely not, like, a great streamer. I feel much more confident on Fansly streaming than I do on Twitch. Not just because of the not safe for work aspect, but I just have to, like, filter everything I say on Twitch because of TOS. And that's just, like, exhausting, you know? Like, my personality is lewd, but I feel like, you know, they, like, ban people for that. So I'm always kind of walking on eggshells. And on Fansly, I can just be like, titties, and it's fine. and, you know, obviously I get to come on Fansly too, but we're not going to talk about that here. Anyway, so I was supposed to release a sex toy that I had spent a while planning, designing, working with this company, creating the packaging material, creating the promo materials, making an audio to go with it. Like, I was the most excited princess in the world. And the company turned out to be terrible. They sent me the product and I was like, I can't sell. I'm not going to sell this. Like, yeah. So I can't name them yet because I'm technically still in a contract, but that will be over soon-ish. But yeah, they're trash. And I will never sell you guys trash so that I can make a quick buck. I literally will never do that. I mean, I hope that that's clear from this, because I spent a
a lot of money to get ready to promote this, and you know, it's all basically for nothing. So I see this as a win, even though it sucks, because for something that is as big a deal as having a sex toy, which for, you know, like a sex worker is like a huge milestone. I can't be selling this like weird shit. Like, no, the burbs need to fuck the best. Okay. So that's on hold for now, but I am potentially working with a new company. So we're doing our best. We're doing our best out here. So yeah, honestly, I'm not going to lie. This is super selfish, but the main reason that I wanted a sex toy is because it makes me horny to think about. It makes me horny to think about everybody using it. Like, it's such a fantasy. It's like so stupid. I'm gross. Anyway, what else? I've been streaming on Fansly every week on Saturdays. That's been going well. I do really like that. And then Twitch's has been like Wednesday and Friday. So I'm just like getting used to having a streaming schedule and kind of transitioning to, you know, not only doing audio stuff. And I think that it's working well. I also think that the content that I've been making recently audio wise has been so good. Like, I mean, you guys haven't heard some of them yet, but I don't know. I just feel like I've really been like in my stride in terms of the types of stories. I've been obsessed with like MILF and older sister. I don't know why. Older sister's friend, page, not literally. Okay. but just like the older kind of like, that personality, like, I don't know. I've been having a lot of fun with that. I like to pretend I'm a MILF. I don't know why. and I also have like a kind of fun, surreal one, which are some of my favorites coming out. I want to say in August, maybe. I don't remember. I'm sorry. I have a smooth brain, but, let's see. Is there anything else? Health-wise, because some of you do ask. Health-wise, things are mostly okay. I have to have a minor procedure done in the beginning of August, but it will not affect content. I have all my content done already, so do not worry about that. I'm an organized princess, so it will be fine, and it's a minor thing. And honestly, since the biggest and best part of taking a break from school is how much it has reduced my stress, because with less stress, I literally have less pain. So I guess I'm sort of just like coming to terms with that. Like, oh, it's not just that stress sucks. It actually physically can hurt me. To be fair, I don't know how I was streaming and in school and having an internship and doing audios and being a functioning person. When I like think about it and I'm like, that's crazy. I think I've earned this break from school. But I potentially have a quite exciting collab with an IRL porn star. I'm not giving anything away yet. I had a really cool call with her, and I might do something that no one's ever done in both audio and lewd tubing. So stay tuned. I'm always looking for ways to do different things that haven't been done before, and this would be one of those. I'll also be voicing a hentai game, so that is exciting. That will be out in, I want to say, maybe early 2025. I'm working on my 2.0 VTuber debut, which is also exciting. And some audio collabs, finally. Bless all of my collab partners for dealing with me being very delayed because of school and stuff. They are amazing, and the collabs will absolutely be worth the wait. It seems like you love the one with Girl in Dungarees, and that is just one of many that are in the arsenal. So just stay tuned, and yeah, feel free if you guys have any like audio ideas for stuff that you want to hear in the fall season to drop those in the comments. I do like hearing your ideas, and I kind of want to do like a fall themed one. I don't know, maybe like a fall MILF. A fall MILF gets fucked in the pumpkin patch. That's corny. Anyway, I don't know. Good thing it's not my job to come up with ideas. Oh, wait. Not me laughing at my jokes. Just sitting around laughing at my own jokes. That's fine. Anyways, we're making moves, okay? I'm doing my very best. I hope that you know that. I am always working and trying to improve and practicing my craft and challenging myself to be better. And I hope that you can see that through my work, through my content. I hope you can tell that I really give it my all the time. And none of it would be possible without all of you. So thank you, seriously, like so, so much. I know I say it all the time, but it feels surreal that I get to do what I love, and I never take it for granted, literally. I am just the luckiest little princess. So anyways, I think I've updated you on everything. I just want to reiterate that I'm so grateful for your support. It's always appreciated, but never expected. And I hope that you like all of the content that will be coming out over the next few months. And I really hope that you'll join me on my streams, either Twitch or Fansly. They are both super, super fun. And on Fansly, I can post content that I can't post on Patreon. Just throwing that out there if you were considering switching. So, yeah. Okay, burbs. Have a wonderful day, night, time zone, wherever you may be. Take care of yourself. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Mwah.